Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Scene Radio, where urban culture lives. How you guys doing? This is Shaqui. We got a special show on tonight, but let me do this real quickly and promptly. Are we having a little technical difficulty, it seems like, but that's okay. Tonight we got to do something. Let's do it.
You are now tuned in to Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Tonight we got on Miss Ebony Burke. What's up, sis?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
We getting ready to get into some real music. I know y'all don't really understand a couple things, so we on Inside the Game. We definitely love to bring new artists. We need to bring new sounds. We love to do all these things, bringing independent artists. Tonight we got on Miss Ebony Burke, and later we're going to have Mr. Ron Vey from We Build Hits, MOP Camp. So let's get into this. What got you started, and who are you? The singer-songwriter extraordinaire.
Yeah, singer-songwriter, mother, all of that. I've been singing, you know, since I was a little girl. Probably 4 years old, you know, started in church and stuff like that. And, you know, then I started writing just as a little girl, you know, writing poetry, turning them into songs. And, you know, finally when I reached of age, I said, let me come on out here to California. And, you know, that's what I did. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. You know, that's where all the funk is from. Your slaves and Ohio
that's
players.
True, the home of the funk.
That's right, yeah. So I'm Ohio bred, you know. Yep.
OHA done, yep, huh?
So. Yeah. You know, so I come from a and gospel background, you know.
So let me ask you this. What was the first song you wrote that you got paid for? By the way, guys, a lot of these songs that you tell them
the
songs you sung on.
Well, I did a lot of rap hooks. I did some stuff with the American Cream Team, which was a part of Wu-Tang Clan's clique, Raekwon's
right.
group. Yeah, I did some stuff with Rap-A-Lot, Big Mike, and some stuff with You Got from Wu-Tang, and, you know, I did some stuff with Dr. Dre and Nocturnal. So that's how I kind of started, you know, doing hooks and stuff like that for people, and then that made way for me to start writing for other people. My first placement I had was Blue Cantrell, you know, Blue Cantrell. She was on Arista at the time. So that was the first, you know, record that I got paid for that I wrote.
That's a pretty big
yeah.
artist. Your first artist to come out to write for Blue Cantrell.
Yeah, you know, that was during the time when, you know, R&B was just really, really hot. It was a great time. During that time, I was able to write with the Tony Braxton and do some stuff with Diddy on Bad Boy for his boy band.
That's right.
B5.
You did the Tony Braxton. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So that was a great time. It was really if you could write well, you know, and could sing what you wrote, you know, you could. It was a lot easier, you know, than it is now. But yeah, that's
so what,
yeah. Those were my first placements.
And then you started getting bigger placements, right?
I did. I started getting big. It depends on what you consider big. I mean, even a little bit after that time, I started doing some gospel, and I did Karen Clark Sheard, and Charles and Taylor, which is another cool gospel duo. And, from then I started doing pop stuff overseas and television shows and movies. I had landed the Olsen Twins movie, New York Minute. That was one of my favorite records. That and some American Idol people, Pierce Bennett, wrote for her. And, then Disney and a lot of dance stuff.
A lot of you guys don't realize she did a lot of those Disney tracks.
A lot of those Disney tracks
that your kids like. This sister's the one that's doing the singing, the one that's, the white girl sounds like her. You know, a lot of that stuff is Miss Avenue Burke, and I'm proud to say that I'm glad that she's doing what she needs to do.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, there's a lot of records. There's a lot of records that I'm on that I don't have credit for. You know, I did the vocals for a sound module, during the time people were using sound modules, the MoFat. So all those ooh babies and oh yeah, everybody got in them tracks, that's me.
Say that again.
All those ooh babies,
on the MoFats and those samples that y'all are using, it's the sister y'all sampling. You know,
right.
So be respectful when you hear the sister music, you're already stealing from her. Because she only got paid once for that. And y'all
right.
went platinum quadruple times using that sister's ooh babies and woo woo woos. We're gonna jump into a commercial, and then we're gonna come right back and we're gonna start talking about more music and publishing and how important some of this stuff is. And all right, we're gonna get into some business. And on the end, we're going to definitely party and get some things done. So we'll be right back. We've got to pay some bills. This is Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits? You need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to jdsonlinemarketing.com. That's jdsonlinemarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Hurry, hurry, and make your reservations for the greatest show on earth under the big top of Home in Beverly Hills. It's the Dazz Band Concert, January 30th, 2016. $50 standing room, $80 dinner with two-course meal and wine, VIP, $150 dinner course, four-course meal, and champagne. Tickets are going fast, so get them now. The Dazz Band, the greatest show on earth at Home in Beverly Hills. RSVP, a second show is added.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. Tonight we got Miss Ebony Burke, and later we'll have Mr. Ron Vay. I want you guys to really understand what we're trying to do here with this sister. Explain to people how important your publishing is and how important getting those things are.
Well, publishing is the way that you really get paid from, as a songwriter. Publishing money, it really never stops. So it's the money that you leave for your family after you're gone, your children, your children's children. It's really important. To me, it's important to keep your publishing. I know a lot of people, they want to get in this, get in the game, and I've done it myself, and, so they want to hurry up and get a publishing deal, but they don't realize, what that means when you're getting a publishing deal. You're in there, coming up with these records and having to do records, over and over again and get it just right and just, perfect, and you're dealing with the rejection from artists and labels and, do it again and, all your creativity, and you're basically giving it away, when you sign publishing deals. So The publishing deals, they're how you, it's how you get paid, and it's how you stay paid, is your publishing, you know, because it never stops. So it's you know, I think. Go ahead.
How important that is. I want you to tell them the reason why you don't sell your publishing and why you keep a hold of all the things that you.
Well, I mean, you know, if you sell your publishing, you may get a little bit of money up front, and you're selling, you know, it to a major corporation, and, you know, the record comes out and it does success, you know, really well, and you really don't see a lot of that money. And, you know, depending on how well the song does, you can continue to get paid for it for the rest of your life. You know, as long as they're playing it or using it somewhere or sampling it, and if you've sold your publishing, you know, you just, that's it. It goes to somebody else's family and it's sending someone else's family to college. You know, I have a lot of people, a lot of friends that's in the business right now that had hits, mega hits, and they can hardly pay their bills right now. And I just, you know, I don't understand it. I mean, I get it, but really, you know, there was no one there to tell people, this is what you do, this is what you don't do. You know, because now that's what people are offering. They want to give out those publishing deals. They want those records. You know, publishing companies, they want those records.
You're right. It's the difference. Let me ask you this. You do your writing. What's the concept you come up with? Do you come up with the song first? Or do you come up with the melody first? Or do you need a theme?
Well, it differs. I think some of my best records have come to me when I'm with the producer and we're able to collaborate and build something together. Then I have some times where a person will just send me a track or something. If I can come up with something, you know, I'll do it that way. I normally don't ever have the song written first. I may have concepts and ideas, but they usually come, you know, after the music. Yeah.
Okay, so you come up with a concept. Have you ever sat down and wrote a song just on something you felt, and it actually did some things, like did something, made some noise for you?
Well, I think the very first record that I placed majorly, the one I wrote for Blue Cantrell, I felt that. You know, I was going through that. And I had written 5 records for her during that time. We, you know, were in Miami, and I was going through a breakup. And, you know, that was the one where I was really going through something, had a bad, you know, argument that day with the person I was in a relationship with. And, you know, that was the song ultimately that they took. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So
you know,
see.
I don't get too many of those calls for, you know, I get a lot of calls for what's hot right now. Can you give me one of these, what's hot right now? I need one of these like this, one of those like that, you know. Everybody's trying to jump on
the
bandwagon for somebody else.
When's the last time you sat down and wrote a song? You sat down with a producer and you said, and I know you're in the process of working on your own project. It's about time you start coming out with your own records, doing the things you need to do. Name some of the songs that people actually know that they heard you write and what you've done and those things.
Let's see. So I did, hopefully people have heard Unhappy, Blue Cantrell, that they've maybe heard Determinate, Bridget Mendler. That was on Lemonade Mouth.
Right.
Yeah, if they've listened to any of the dance and electronic music, I've had four big records with DJ T.O. Moss, who's a really, really big remixer over in Paris, and Peter Greenblum, who's another. I'm sorry?
You did some soundtrack work, right?
Yeah, a lot of soundtrack work. With Lorenz Tate, Gun Hill, and I did that on Antonique Smith. She was just nominated for a Grammy last year. So she's she played Faith Evans in Notorious. So
And then you did a big song on Monique's project, right?
I did, yeah, hair show. I did three for that film. Three in that film. Me and Brian Michael Cox did that, and then another producer, Jay.
I love B. Cox.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite producers.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he
is. He's something special. Yep, one of my favorites. So
what you working on now? An album, or I got the single. We're gonna play that later. You got the album? You working on the album?
I'm taking my time with you know, I'm still doing a lot of writing for, you know, a lot of DJs, you know, a lot of other people. So, yeah, I'm working on it. It's just taking me some time because it seems like I have to borrow the time, you know, to write on my own stuff, you know, write on my own stuff. But I got some really good people who's involved, really good producers who I've known for a long time who, you know, we're just trying to pull some records together. Hopefully I can get, you know, get something done and get something out this year, because I thought it was going to be 2015, but that didn't happen, you know, so.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
What's going to be the name of the album? I got the single.
Oh, I don't know.
Anybody right now?
What's going to be yet? I haven't even come up with a name yet. You know, it has to go in order. I got some really cool people that I've been doing some stuff with, and so I don't know yet, because I haven't written that one song that I want to, you know, name this record after. I don't know, you know. I don't know. Not yet. That's too soon. It's too soon.
We're
going to
pay some bills. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
This is Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Lost in a hidden city, where divergent artists and dancers are enslaved and bound by their own dreams, while other primitive planets, such as American Idol, X Factor, and The Voice, have captured some of the greatest singers in the world. There's only one planet left for artists, where the world's most renowned record labels and judges travel the galaxy looking for the next big thing. Sign up now. Get discovered. Get a $50,000 to $100,000 check. Get a record deal. Register online now. Go to www.thenexttoblow.com. Spaces are limited. Act now. You could be the next to blow. www.thenexttoblow.com.
Welcome back to Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. We got Miss Ebony Burke, songwriter extraordinaire. You know, we're going to play her joint in about 5 to 10 minutes. Want to talk to you about what's going on with the music industry, what are you feeling about some of these things, and I got somebody I want you to listen to. This is our Artist of the Month. I want you to tell me what you think about this, sister, because I know you, and I know what kind of music you like. This is Miss Angie Fisher, Grammy-nominated singer. We try to do this. We're going to try and bring you on to do Artist of the Month when you're ready, baby. All right?
So, okay.
What you think of this artist?
Can't get enough. I'll even care.
Tonight?
I'm going to do tonight, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Tonight, that was, I co-wrote that with Zarian Hadley and a rapper from Senegal named Haz Diab. And we just, you know, we wanted to make something fun, something for, you know, people our age where we could just laugh and, you know, dance. It's not too many records like that anymore. So we wanted something where we could just, you know, have fun with all the extras. So we came up with that, and we just shot the video for that, Sharusa. a film director from Dubai came out and filmed it for us. And I have a lot of great features in the video. Designer Olivienta, who just did a whole campaign with Kevin McCall, he came out. And, you know, I'm excited for you to see it and for everybody to see it, because we had a lot of fun shooting the video for this record.
Definitely want to support it. So here's Tonight by Miss Ebony Burke. Tell me what y'all think. Call in 646-668-8287.
Now the party don't start till I walk in, yeah. Tonight it's me and a couple of friends, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Raise your cup up, put your ones up, keep your hands high, just raise your dubs up. This for the women who do it all to raise their sons up. This one's for you tonight, we party to the sun's up. Handle business, business casual. All these making goods ain't as bad as you. Change your outlook and your attitude. Now that you stop chasing, it attracts you.
Working all week, Jimmy's on my feet. Put me on the list with my girls plus three. Tonight is Friday, I think it's gonna be a long night.
Okay, well, I'm going to just say R&B has never really left. You know how they say, well, R&B left, it's coming back, it's coming back. It's always been here. It's never left. It just hasn't been marketed enough for everybody to hear it. There's so much stuff that, you know, the radio won't play, or, you know, videos that we don't get to see. There's so much great music out there. And, you know, I believe in music, period. So I believe in R&B. And I know that there's going to come a time sooner or later, where people are going to, you know, they're going to want to hear R&B. They're going to want to hear what made us who we are, you know. R&B, it comes from the soul. A lot of it is soulful. It's so much great music out there. You know, people just have to find it. You know, and a lot of great R&B, they're not major. Some of these people don't have a deal, but it's some good R&B out there. You know, I wish, you know, it would be more promoted to the masses and get the respect that it deserves. But I think, you know, it's coming around. It goes in cycles, you know. It goes in cycles, and you get this new sound, and, you know, then this other one is swept up under the rug. And then, you know, go out and start buying these R&B records and start supporting these R&B tours and concerts, because if we're not supporting it, we can't expect anybody else to. You know, people would rather get it free rather than just go and pay $1.99 for, you know, even if you just like that one song. If you can't listen to the whole album, you like that one record, go ahead and support that one record and just go ahead and, you know, download it. So, you know, we're losing a lot of money because, you know, a lot of people don't want to pay for the music. So if the labels ain't making money off of the R&B, they're not going to really promote it too much. They're not going to put a lot of money into it because they're not making it. So, you know, that's just how I feel. But I don't believe it has ever left. You know, it's not as promoted as much as pop, you know, and hip hop and rock and country. We at the bottom. You know?
Who are your influences?
Say it again?
Who are your influences? Who are your influences?
Oh, wow.
Who influenced you?
I mean, I've been influenced by a lot of people. I mean, I take a little bit, you know, from a lot of people. Of course, I love the Whitneys. I love Shirley Murdoch. I mean, I even like some of what Cher does, you know. I like some Donna Summer. I'm a Faith Evans fan. I'm a Mary J. Blige fan. You know, I like it all. Jill Scott. I take a little bit from everybody. I'm inspired by just, you know, all of the great before me, even some out now. Like, I think Jasmine Sullivan is incredible, you know. And I think if she had the same machine as Adele had, you know, she would be just as big as Adele. But, you know, she doesn't have that machine. So there's a lot of people I'm inspired by, and, you know, from the past, you know, and the present.
You to write for
some,
who would you choose to write for? Your top five that you'd love to write for.
The top five artists?
That you'd love to write for. Living or
not,
top five artists you'd love to write for.
I would love to do a record with Missy Elliott. I would love to do something with Andre 3000, Janelle Monae. I wish Whitney, you know, I wrote a record for Whitney, but it didn't come out. I wish that record would have come out, you know. But I'm willing to work with anybody as long as, you know, as long as the music's good. As long as it's good. You know.
Right now, who are you thinking about writing with right now? Who are you thinking about in your mind that you want to put some of your skills to right now? Artists that are out right now that you want to just put your vocals on, that you'd love to put your vocals on, or you'd love to write for right now? That's out on the charts.
I would like to do something with Janelle Monae right now.
I would love to hear that. I think you're an amazing artist, I think that would be amazing. I think that would be almost like criminal.
Yeah, yeah. I like her. I like everything she's doing. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be great. I just finished working on this artist. She's Quincy Jones' artist. Her name is X Chris. And I did a really, really good record on her, myself, and a producer from Italy named Alberto Boff, who's out here, who's an excellent pianist and producer. So I'm looking forward to you hearing that also. I'm really proud of the stuff that we did for her.
So you working with her? Who else are you working with right now?
Then I've got Justin Echoes, who is he's fairly new, but he's done a lot of hip hop stuff. He's a really good producer. Just did some work with him, and then I just finished up Halle Berry's movie, Kidnap. And I think I sent you that record. It's called Never Let You Go. So
I'm gonna play that actually next week. I'm going to play that on the indie music show. I'm gonna play that.
Okay.
For my guy, my boss over at AE Universal. He's the guy that signs the checks to make the decisions on what
okay.
is possible over there. He's gonna be on the show. He co-hosts, so he'll have that on the 28th.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the record in the Halle Berry film. So I'm trying to get a lot more soundtracks, and you know, I'm doing a lot of dance and electronic music too. I'm falling in love with these DJs over there. You know, the following that these DJs have everywhere else is amazing. So I'm doing a lot of that this year also. You know, so I'm working.
Give out your information where people can contact you, where people can get a hold of you. Maybe you can write some songs with you, collab with you. Definitely give out their information.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, my website is ebonyburks.com. Or I'm on Facebook.com, Ebony Burks Music. I'm on Twitter. At Ebony Burks. You know, I'm not hard to find. So.
I want you to do something for me. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you to do. I want you to
say that again.
Vocal. I want you to let these people know that vocals are real. So can you give me a 16? Sing me a 16. Live.
Oh, wow. Now the party don't start till I walk in, yeah. Tonight it's me and a couple of friends, yeah. Time to fill your glass up. Tonight we gon' turn up. Tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Throw your cares away. Where my grown and sexy, tonight is the night. Tonight is the night. Yeah.
I hear that? That's the truth. Hope it's every birthday. What else? We're about to do a commercial. We're going to do some things. We're going to definitely pump her over here. And we're going to make some things happen. I'm going to go to commercial. And I want you to know what's going on. And when I come back from commercial, I'm going to have Mr. Ron Vay, and I want y'all to definitely, you know, support this brother, but definitely know Miss Ebony Burke is in the house. Hopefully she'll stay with us and have this conversation with Mr. Ron Vay, and give me about 30 seconds. We're coming back with some hard, hard stuff. Really good.
Are you looking to build your online presence and increase your landing page visits, you need JDS Online Marketing. We offer the services you need to maximize your online exposure without breaking the bank. We specialize in social media management, website creation, target marketing, and most important, brand SEO. Take advantage of our free consultation by logging on to JDSOnlineMarketing.com. That's JDSOnlineMarketing.com, your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Welcome back to Coach Zine Radio, Inside the Game, with Miss Ebony Burke. Eb?
Yes.
You there?
I'm here.
This is Mr. Ron Vay. How you doing, brother?
What's good, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. I had to go drink some water to get used to you, man, because I know you're about to bring some fire. I got my first guest on here, Mr. Ebony Burke. You know, I definitely want to introduce yourself, man. Tell yourself, you know, me and Billy just got through talking about some things. But I want everybody to know who and what you are. Yep.
Yeah. You know, my name is Ron Vay, straight out of Marietta, Georgia, a little north of Atlanta. But, yeah, man, it's all about good music over here, man. We good music, motivation music, and, you know, that pretty much is the movement. We got a lot of things going on, definitely, with El Capitano, Billy Dan from the legendary M.O.P., and, you know, we just keeping it moving over here, man, and enjoying everything.
So tell us about this We Build Hits before we even get in there. What's going on, you know, what this We Build Hits is about, because I got quite a few questions for you, but I'm going to let you run this part right here. Tell me about this.
Yeah. We Build Hits, man, is just a conglomerate. It's just crazy how it came about. Billy just handpicked a lot of artists that, you know, he felt like had the talent but just needed just a little bit more of a push, and, you know, he's there to give us that push. But, you know, we got artists that we pretty much run the gamut in terms of just the talent. You know, we got cats out of Philly, LA, Florida, myself out of Georgia. You know, we got all different types of styles, and, you know, it's really not a lot of collective groups. Not saying that we're all solo artists, but, you know, just a crew with so many different styles. You really don't see that, you know, these days, and it's refreshing.
Now, I understand you're a college graduate.
I am. Wright State University, Dayton, Ohio.
That HBCU? Good. Is that HBCU?
Nah,
it's a small college.
Yeah, it's definitely not an HBCU, but fantastic college nonetheless. I graduated with.
What was your major, man?
I majored in musical theater, acting, singing, dancing, all that. You know, I got my degree, and you know, it's a training ground, man. It's a breeding ground. And I was just fortunate enough to be able to, you know, while I was doing theater, I was also doing the hip-hop thing. So I really had my hands in both worlds, which is great.
I understand you're a playwright.
Yeah, man.
I understand you got to play. You're a playwright.
I was waiting on you to ask that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get deep with you tonight, brother. I mean, you know, I want people to really understand who you are, because, like I told you, and feel free to talk, Abby, anytime you want to. What I wanted to do was really kind of give you exposure. This is the Artist of the Week this week.
Okay.
So, you know, he's on our website. You can go listen to his music. His videos are on there. We want to definitely give him some exposure and play his material, which we're going to do in a minute. I want to, you know, I love that track, Beautiful. Classy is my joint. I love that joint.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Got some other things over there that I definitely want to play on and build on. What's the single?
The single right now, you know, we definitely pushing Illuminate, which mm-hmm. is on the it's on the new mixtape with DJ Uni. Shout out to DJ Uni out Japan. That's dropping on the 22nd, January 22nd. But you can definitely, along with the other We Build Hits artists, myself is on there, and Illuminate is a single, along with we got a joint called Honest, which is also more of a female record. So, you know, we got a few different types of tracks.
Give me a thought pattern on what you go in the studio, what you come up with, what you're thinking.
That's a good question, man. It's a lot of different thoughts, but you know, mostly just, you know, it sounds cliche, but I really just let the track speak to me. You know, whatever mm-hmm. the beat, most of the time I'll hear the beat first, and I'll know exactly what to say and how I want to say it just by hearing the track. And, you know, typically I'll come up with the hook first, and or at least the idea, at least, you know, what I want to talk about. But, you know, all it takes is that track. And, you know, I don't know how other people do it, but I'm a mumbler, man. Like, if you was in the studio with me, you, like, folk be cracking up because, you know, like, I'll hit a track and I literally have to, like, you know, I'll be in there, like, my engineer be like, yo, where's he going? But, you know, that's kind of, it's my process, and just as far as figuring out how I want to ride the track. And then once I figure out how I ride the track, how I want to flow over it, then the words come, you know, just as natural.
Okay. You know, we got a sister on here as a singer-songwriter and a great vocalist. And I know you did a track with the great vocalist. We're going to get into this beautiful track. Tell me what you were thinking when you did this track.
I was definitely in a place where I wanted to just speak on something real. You know, especially it's a time where a lot of bubblegum, a lot of fluff, and a lot of you know, just a lot of what I call microwave music that's out there. And we need to, at times, you know, there's a place for everything, and I'm all for it, but at the same time, there just comes a time where we just need something real. And I think beautiful music kind of epitomizes that, just, you know, soulful. We got some live instrumentation in there, and just talking about something real, man. And, you know, I think you can't go wrong with that.
We're going to get into beautiful. Announce your record, brother.
Yes, sir. This is my record, Ron Vey, Beautiful Music. This is featuring the lovely Amber Iman and Abyss.
He speaks so well. He's so well spoken. Yeah. I go by the name of Ron Vey. I like to introduce you to the first love of my life. That reality. Something still. What I'm giving y'all is my life. Speak about all these things.
Cause it's all who I am.
Yeah. Hey, they say he speaks so well. So very different from the typical that sell. Million copies of ringtones, composing them songs. That's easy to sing alone, but in a year, they be gone. They say he's so well spoken. I stare him down as if to say, is you joking? Apparently, I'm just a different type of person. They expected a black man, BET's version. Them ain't no shots fired, but it is what it is. So at this point, I'm simply trying to take it higher. No doubt, push it to the limit. Like Atlanta be pushing lower income residents out. Everyday battle, so I just gather my strength. Cause when it's time to pick sides, you cannot straddle the fence. I represent those concerned with matters to fix. Somewhere between a hood and a talented pimp. That's who we are. Ain't no saving on DVR. No confessional room like a reality TV star. These are the bleeding bars. Speaking of scars of people who seeking relief, being tested in a belief in God. We see on a TV screen feeding us facades. Seeing a mirage, keeping us involved in any and everything except the leading cause. We searching for dreams like this shit that you keep in jars. I got visions like I'm reading palms. In a cut like a peeping Tom. I got them 16s. Pedophile flow, let them all know. R. Kelly ain't got shit on me, I'm fucking awesome, yo. Earrings shining, sort of symbolic, other talent, I got it. Hearing shit beyond logic, can I make it hit like a comet, unknown like a flying object? Better believe I'm coming with it on a solo project. Yeah!
Cause I wasn't meant to be more. Uh-huh. 9-to-5 type, cause I can see more. I am who I am, don't confuse
don't
it.
Confuse
and
it.
All I got is me and my beautiful music.
Yeah.
Music.
Yeah. Speak about all these things, man.
Cause it's all who I am.
Yeah.
A bit.
Talk to him. Y'all can play in the house. I'll be working in the field. It's independent. Deal or no deal. If the price is right, give you something you can feel. He speaks so well cause I'm speaking so real. I'm free with my art cause y'all slaving for a deal. Nothing in your heart cause y'all caving for a meal. Drowning in your ego. Nothing for your people. A dose of truth to balance out your lethal. A lord in the ring, but y'all just eagles. Tortoise in the hair, beat me in the sequel. Resurrected like number 7 for the Eagles. If I can't speak my mind, how can I be peaceful? He speaks so well, cause y'all speaking so evil.
You know, you thought you were slick. You didn't get away with telling me what the name of the play was. This is Culture Zine Radio. Where Culture Radio. You going to give up that name of that play, brother?
It's called...
We can't support you. We don't have no names, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's called Illa, a hip-hop musical. And
okay.
The website is... The website is illathemusical.com. Actually, all of the information is Illa the Musical. That's Twitter, that's Facebook, that's Instagram, and definitely the website. And, yeah, man, it's Illa is my baby. Illa is my baby right now. And it's been the most challenging artistic endeavor that I've ever had to do. But, man, it's amazing, dog. It's amazing.
You know, we definitely want to support that, man, when you ready to push it. We definitely want to support that.
Yeah.
You know, I told Billy I'm trying to get you guys over. I'm trying to get you over at Universal, man. My boss likes you. So I'm trying to get you over there, man, and try and work out something with you guys and get you, if nothing else, a single deal and drop some stuff and make some things happen. We're going to agree to pay some bills. Don't go nowhere. This is Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. I'm going to drop this commercial, and then we're going to pay some bills.
Hey, yo, peace. This is the son of Bambada, Africa Islam, representing the Universal Zulu Nation. Yo, inside the game, you know, Culture Zine Radio, where urban lives. Remember what I said, Africa Islam, Son of Bambaataa, Universal Zulu Nation, Inside the Game, Culture Zine Radio, to my man Shaki, who's doing it all. Yo, from Bronx to Bangkok, from Bangkok to Berlin, back to Culture Zine, Africa Islam. Peace to my man Ice-T, peace to my father Bambaataa. I'm out, baby, peace.
Hello, my name is David Fleming. The name of my company is Alabaster Box Soaps, and I make all natural soaps, consisting of shea butter, cocoa butter, and mango butter. Hope to see you at my website, Alabaster Box Soaps.
Hurry, hurry, and make your reservations for the greatest show on earth under the big top of Home in Beverly Hills. It's the Dazz Band Concert, January 30th, 2016. $50 standing room, $80 dinner with two-course meal and wine. VIP, $150 dinner course, four-course meal, and champagne. Tickets are going fast, so get them now. The Dazz Band, the greatest show on earth, at Home in Beverly Hills. RSVP, a second show is added.
What's up, you guys? We're back with Ron Vay. This is Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Tonight we got Inside the Game with very two special guests, Mr. Ron Vay and Mrs. Ebony Burke. We've got a lot of talent on the line. If you feel like you want to call and ask these people questions, 646-668-8287. And let's talk, man. You know, let me find out what's going on with this single Classy, man. What's going on with that? I mean, that's an amazing record. I love the record. I love what you're doing there. I love to see a brother understand that hip hop isn't about how far your pants sag and how many women you can have and all those things, man. Let's just get into some real talk here. You know your product is different than what's out there, man. You're talking about, you know, holding your head up and, you know, talking about, you know, I love the line we say, you know, they wanted a black man BET version. And I understand what you mean. You didn't mean it like, you know, as a diss, but at the same time, we've got some changes we got to make. We've got some situations we got to deal with. And the only way we're going to make changes, and I talked to a lot of the founders of hip-hop, and a lot of their conversation was based on, man, this is embarrassing. Because the music we have right now, no disrespect to anybody, is not hip-hop. It's not even rap. It's
right.
Something other than
right.
that. And, you know, right. being a fan of it.
I'm a firm believer that image is everything. And we have to just be more aware and more cognizant of just the images we portray out there. And at least, you know, I think, and I'm also an advocate for balance. I think that, you know, we, in addition to the positive, we need the ratchet stuff too to balance it out. Because sometimes when you're in the club, you don't feel like hearing.
I agree, but all ratchet is a problem.
Right.
What we have now
is
all ratchet.
Right now, it's too much ratchet, and we need. So I want to be the alternative. I want to be, you know, and not on no corny stuff either, because it's easy to try to be positive and all that, but then you come off corny. Like, you know, I come from the same places as these other folks, but it's just knowing that the image that we put out there, you know, we're affecting, and kids are looking up to us. Kids are looking, you know, they're looking at Nicki Minaj, they're looking at Wayne, they're looking at, you know, Drake and everybody. So we have to be aware of that, and we have to know and we have to show it through our actions. You know what I'm saying? We can't just talk about it. We got to be about it. So this is me trying to put my money where my mouth is, you know, and just try to be the alternative.
You know what? I got a caller in. I want to see what they're talking about. I think that if I think
okay.
that's who this is. Caller 8377.
What's up? What's up?
What up?
What's up?
Hey, what's going
you
on,
slim?
Man? It's Don. Yeah.
What's up, man? Perfect man. Conversation. We had this. I want to bring you in. You know, Ab, I definitely want you to feel free to speak. And we got to make some changes. And this is a young brother here that's, you know, that's rhyming and he's got some good lyrics. And, you know, I definitely want to, I'm glad that he called in because me and him have this conversation all the time about being responsible for what we do and what we say. And I think all of y'all can speak on this. You know, culturally, we have to be more responsible. You know, some of y'all are parents. You know, like Ev says, she's a proud mother. Some of you guys are parents, so we have to make some changes. And those changes aren't going to come from somebody outside of us. Kuhart told me the other day, the change is going to come from you guys. And I'm like, bro, I'm 48, it ain't going to come from me. It's going to have to come from this young one. I'm 48, it ain't going to come from me. I can tell you that right now. But, yeah, you guys speak Ed first, ladies first always. Go ahead and speak for them.
I mean, we definitely have to start being leaders, you know, not try to – I do the best I can to try to lead by example, you know, and I do that in my music, you know, just, which is one of the reasons why I did tonight is because we need a song. There was no records for us, you know, who just wanted to have fun. You know, not talking about this or talking about that or doing this and doing that. We just want to have fun. We want to go out, have a good time, and have fun. And, you know, people don't really do that anymore. So I'm definitely, you know, promoting that and trying to be careful of, you know, how I'm being perceived, you know. I don't mind being a role model, you know, as long as you're following most of the positive that I'm doing. I definitely don't mind taking that on.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of you know, I love history, and specifically I think that like I think about the Black Wall Street in the early 1900s, where, you know, this was a community that was rich, you know, had banks, movie theaters, houses, just you name it. It was the wealthiest Black neighborhood in the country, and yeah, we don't know these things, you know, as a community. We don't know these things, and I feel like, man, like, how empowering is that to know that this is actually, you know, we are capable of doing better. We are capable of being self-sufficient. We are capable of doing for ourselves and working hard and putting in the work and being rich. You know, the same way we were rich in Africa centuries ago. We're rich. We have the power to be rich now, but it starts with the mind. It starts with how we perceive ourselves. And
right.
You know, I'm a huge advocate of the talented test and W.E.B. Du Bois, and, you know, just the simple fact that these brothers dressed, you know, they took pride in their appearance. You know what I mean? They look like they were about their business. And for me, that's kind of where the classy record stems from. You know, we ain't gotta always be ratchet. We classy too, man. We classy, we sophisticated, but we fly at the same time. We, you know, we start all the trends. You know, everybody want to be us. Everybody wants to follow us. And while they're doing that, they need to be able to see that we're also, in addition to what you see on BET and on the radio, they need to see that we're also very intelligent, very smart, very about our business, and very classy.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with everyone. You know, if you think about, like, hip hop in general. You know, back in the days, like in the 90s and before that, you know, everyone had a message to say. Everyone had their own style. You know, it was unique. And everyone pretty much, you know, they really cared about how they looked. You know, and they could have been outside the box a little bit, but everyone was unique in their own way. And in the words that we speak, everything needs to have a message in the music, and not just talk about, you know, ratchet stuff or money or jewelry and cars and all of that stuff. You know, I mean, there's so much more to talk about on songs and getting messages across. I mean, you look at people like Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye, you know, people like that, you know, they have messages, like universal messages. There's so much that we can tap on, and, you know, and a lot of young people actually gravitate to the music as a whole, you know, but what are they receiving for it from it nowadays? You know, it's not really good, you know, so, you know, we've got to keep that thing going, that strong message going out. I truly
believe. Right. Yeah. It's funny. I taught at an after school program out here, out in Brooklyn, out in East New York, and it was like a rapping songwriting class, and you know, I would do like a little history. You know, I definitely think it's important that, you know, not only do they get what's current, but you need to know where it came from. But what I found to be the most jarring was that, you know, I would give these kids, you know, enthusiastic kids, like these kids wanted to rap, like, the, you know, they were excited about it. But I would just give them exercises, just say, hey, I don't want you to curse in this rap, just in this rap. And they couldn't do it. They don't know rap without cursing in it. Does that make sense? Like, they don't, like, I played Will Smith's 90s hits. We're not even talking Fresh Prince. I played his 90s, like, Getting Jiggy With It and Big Willie Style. And
yeah,
they didn't know it. They didn't, you know, so for me, it was like, yo, like really? Like, you can't even write a rap without cursing. So, you know, we definitely, you know, and I think we're doing it now when we're having these conversations, and, you know, but we also gotta be about it. You know, we talk a good game, but we also, it's easy to get off the phone and then now we're back to what we normally do, and we have to be able to practice what we preach, you know, and do it in real life, and remind ourselves that we are role models, and they are looking up to us, and we have to carry ourselves as such.
Absolutely.
And we have to teach the younger ones about, you know, the older music. I know for my daughter, when she would sing something that I knew was a sample or someone else, I would play her the original. She's like, oh my God. I said, honey, that's an old song. It's nothing new under the sun. You need to learn the old stuff first and see
right.
where this new stuff has come from, you know? Even with the song with the Brownstone sample, I can't think of who raps that record, but it's a hot record. They use the Brownstone sample, and I had to play her, you know, Brownstone.
Wow.
To let her know, like, you know, we had this already. So, I kind of try to make it a responsibility to teach mine about, you know, who came first, you know,
right.
where it started.
Yeah, that's so important, man.
I agree. And what I want to do here at this radio station is bring some of those things together, play those kind of artists. Make those things happen, because I think if we start exposing, we stop asking people to expose stuff for us. Play the kind of music. Play the music like you guys put out. You know, brothers like Ron Vay express to these brothers, you know, college is important.
Right.
These are things that
we
want to express, that college is important.
I have a theory, by the way, that I would like to share. It's nothing like groundbreaking, but I, you know, have seeing somebody that, you know, I've sat in on, like, with, like, labels or whatever, and I've had people tell me, like, you know, I needed to be like a character, and I needed to make certain types of records. I truly, 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 from the bottom of my heart, believe that kids want something different, and they want they want whatever we feed them. They will listen to whatever we feed them. And this idea that because it's positive, the kids won't listen to it, I think it's complete bull. I think it's a cop out. I think that it's lazy. And I think that on the contrary, kids want to hear that. Kids will take whatever we feed to them, I was in middle school during the shiny suit era, and you know that's very highly regarded as like one of the worst periods of hip hop. But as a kid, I remember just wanting more of it, you know, just because it's all I heard. And I think that the more we begin to bang them over the head, the same way we giving them the ratchet stuff, you know, we give them the same balance. When I was growing up, it was a balance. You know, you had the Jay-Z, but we also had the Black Star. We had, you know, Outkast, Aquemini. We had Lauryn Hill, in addition to Cash Money and Master P. And you know, and all it was balanced. And I think that, you know, I don't want to knock anybody's hustle. You know, do what you do, make your money how you want to make it. But I just want to see a balance. We need to be able to see the positive in addition. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's almost like movies. You know, so I mean, if you're coming out with horror movies and you know, all the time, then that's what people are going to expect. You know, you have to be able to change it up. If you're an actor and all you can do is like comedy flicks, then you know you're one-sided. So I agree with, you know, people putting out the music that they want to put out, but do something different, especially if the message you're giving is negative all the time. You know, be versatile. You know?
I agree. That's why we're bringing these things on. We want to do some formats of these. I'm going to play your song, and I'm going to let people get into it. And introduce your song, Ronve.
Is this Classy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is my joint. This is Classy. If you're feeling it, please go on iTunes and support it. Please buy it. It is $1.99, you know, that $1.99 that you would spend at the bodega or at Walmart, or whatever, you can get some substance with a hot beat behind it. This is Classy, my record. Please enjoy it. Please download it. And yeah, man, enjoy it.
I love this record.
VE. Bringing you the best in high quality hip hop. Yeah. Classy, riding in something clean when you pass me. Don't even wanna drive, throw me in the back seat with something beautiful. You ain't gotta ask me. I keep it classy, focus on tomorrow, never on last week. My presence is a present, you ain't gotta rap me. So fancy, elegant, classy. Dressed down, three-piece suit, tailor-made. Fedora brim low, I ain't gotta wear no shades. Jacket reach about Lauren, but I'm staying beige. Clean cut, well cleaned up, add polish to them 808. That's so grimy, like them hard times behind me. Blood of a slave, heart of a king, and you ain't got to check no ID. You know who I be. Fly sophisticated, elevated, like the language I speak when communicated. Educated, rap lengths and hues when he was paying dues. Forever lost, and thoughts and pages I've lost. New Harlem Renaissance, hit points like a yacht. When I get across, no getting off. Aside from the ladies we bring in, we ready to set this off. I keep it classy, riding in something clean when you pass me. Don't even wanna drive, throw me in the back seat with something beautiful. You ain't gotta ask me. I keep it classy, focus on tomorrow, never on last week. My presence is a present, you ain't gotta rap me. So vintage, elegant, class, high quality. dichotomy to the so-called hottest MCs. So scholarly, without rocking doctors, gotta stay fly. Obviously, don't need Instagram or Twitter, but they still follow me. Cause what I write is epic, like the Odyssey. I'm on my job, they like Tommy or Martin B. I'm just a product of the economy, modestly living off profit to the lottery hit. Where my wallet be? Black Wall Street, paint pictures that seem good, but won't stop till we living like Greenwood. Such a misconception, they say that we hood. They may be right, but we still flossing like we should. Know why? I keep it classy, riding in some clean when you pass me. Don't even wanna drive, throw me in the backseat with something beautiful, you ain't gotta ask me. I keep it classy, focus on tomorrow, never on last week. My presence is the present, you ain't gotta rap me. So vintage, elegant, classy,
creme de la creme, elegant, refined, distinguished gentleman, new state of mind, princely, regal, I be on my grind, high class forever, this is my time, this is my time.
Tell me what y'all think of that joint. This is Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. You know, I like that song a lot. Most people like that song.
Nice.
That was
you know,
real nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. You know what it represented to me? If you guys go watch the video, the young brother got a suit on. You know, he's representing hip-hop. You know, the last time somebody wears suits in hip-hop, it had to be Kane and them, and before that, it was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So I really love that you put the suit on. I love that you did all the things that you did. I love that, you know, you came with some strong music, you came with something classy. My people like it over where I'm at. I got several labels that actually want to do some things. Let's see what we can get done. I like the avenue and the attitude that you have.
Thank you. Thank you. Dang, I'm teasing from ear to ear, man. I wish you could see me. I'm teasing right now, man. Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
That's a monster. I want you to know that that's a monster.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a fun.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say it's a fun record, man, and you know, I'm just glad that, you know, and I'm thankful that you and everyone else, you know, can enjoy it and at least, you know, can you like the beat, but you also understand, you know, the image behind it. Like that, for me, that's the most important. That's like the message is just so important. And so that I'm glad and thankful that you feeling it like that.
I want people to know what you got going. I want to definitely make sure you get supported. Now you'll be played on this station quite a few times this week.
And nice.
I'm gonna try and get interviewed on a couple of different shows. Support the product, and as the product grows, we want to definitely make sure you understand that this is a radio station that could be home for you. We've got 3 digital stations coming in the next 90 days.
Nice.
So we want to definitely support you.
Yeah.
We want to definitely be that station that breaks new records. And we want you to come on at any given time. I want you to do something. I know Billy asked me not to do this. I love you, Billy, but
this cat did a 16 bar on YouTube after having tooth surgery. The day he still bleed. And he rapped over Kanye's joint. And it sounded a lot the way Kanye sounded when he had his mouth wired. I want you to give me a live 16, man. I'm not going to let you get off. Billy, I know you're going to be mad at me, bro. When you got a real MC, they got real skills. You know, and he's not talking about, you know, certain type of things. So y'all know, I am not a 50 Watt fan. It will never be played on any of my stations, period, ever. So I really don't care if 50 Watt have a problem. I work at Universal, and 50 Watt is one of their biggest artists. Will not be supported here, period. I want you to show these cats what a real MC is, please.
Yeah, man. I just got to say, that's funny, though. That's funny that you saw it, because I feel like nobody saw that video, but
I saw it like 5 times.
Oh, you got to give me the link. I need the link so I can check it out.
Yo,
I mean, you can see him holding his teeth together. You can see the blood on the gauze, and he's burning the track.
Wow.
Oh, I got to watch that.
So you're not getting off this show without giving me a hot 16, period.
All right. All right, so it's like, for the love of the forest green, folks would go to war, Glock to your joint, squeeze. Adolescent teens once had enormous dreams. Now an adult seeing that life ain't all what it seems. I was raised in Marietta, but I was born in Queens, where they moved like chess pieces, pawns, and kings. Many stories of stray fathers, needles in the arms of fiends, and revolvers that seen bodies go to the morgue after all of them bleed. Now how the hell are we supposed to talk to the seeds when they're emulating the thugs that they saw on the screen? Television, computers, now they part of the scene. Dreads, white beaters, tattoos, falling down jeans, uniform regime, cocktail and thieves, because you fit the description of what they're depicting on MTV. This is art imitating the imitations. I can't see his painting, his illustrations. What I do see, an entire nation is faking. You are what you eat, please stray from the bacon. So blinded by the paper they make, it makes me wonder if I would do the same if I'm raising the taken. This is made for motivation. Whether you praise it with an ovation or choose to hate it because your soul's raging. Just know there's too many of us who are so complacent with no education, even lower wages, and overall lower expectations. But greatness takes time, so you gotta practice patience. We gotta strive for something better than world star, something better than where these girls are. I'm just venting. So I treat the speech like a woman's dress. Short enough to be interesting, but long enough to get respect. Don't be afraid to be great if they choose to hate. Deep down inside you is a light. You just got to illuminate.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see why I had to have the Brother Smith the 16? When you go on YouTube and say, I'm taking this 16-bar challenge, let me, you know, understand I just had surgery tonight on my teeth. And you go and spit that verse, it's just amazing. Yeah, we about to head out of here, man. I want you to definitely drop your info. You know, shouts out to Billy Danz, that's my dude. I love you to death. I'm sorry I had to piss you off, but you got an artist, man. And I gotta represent that artist.
Yeah, man.
Give out your information, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man. First, huge shout out to Billy Danz, worldwide MOP, man, world famous MOP, rather. Thank you for your support, everybody for the support. My name is Ron Vey, ronvey.com, that's R-O-N-V-E. I'm very accessible on Facebook, just look up Ron Vey on Facebook. I'm very accessible on Instagram, which is ronvey_music. ronvey_music, and you can find me on Twitter, and also just be on the lookout. I did write a musical. It's called Illa, a hip hop musical, and you know, I just got my hands in a lot of different things right now, but definitely be on the lookout for that. And Yeah, that's all I got, man. Thank you for your support.
Definitely go to CultureZoomRadioNetwork.com. He's the artist of the week. Bang the joints. Watch the video. Support this brother. Give him your iTunes information.
Yeah, absolutely. Classy. Please download Classy on iTunes. Also, I have a single called Star Power. Star Power on iTunes right now, right this minute. Download it. Classy and Star Power.
Cool. You
want your
information,
Don? Yeah. Don Slims, that's D-O-N space S-L-I-N-M-Z as in zebra. You could Google me. You can check out the Reverb Nation page, Twitter, Facebook. You know, I got two artist pages on Facebook and a personal page all under Don Slims.
You want to give yours out again, Ed?
What'd you say?
You want to give yours out again, Ed, before we go off the air, Ed?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Twitter, at Ebony Burks. You can go to my website, EbonyBurks.com, or my SoundCloud, Ebony Burks, or my Facebook music page is Ebony Burks Music.
All right, y'all know this is Inside the Game. Everything, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, everything Inside the Game, hit me up. Go to Culture Zine Radio, everything. With that, you know he may not come when you call, but he's always on time. We'll be black next week. All right?
All right.
Peace and love.
All right.
Take care.
Peace.